From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Rock, September 1st. Five from the league tiers where I'd start. Let's get into it. First, from BBC Sport Football. Flex your football brain with our daily quizzes. Next is 5 and 5, where you need to provide 5 correct answers within 5 minutes. It's a race against the clock. Finally, there's the brain teaser, which presents a tricky question. You get 5 lives before the answer is revealed, so think carefully. Today on Sky Sports Racing, Brighton, Lingfield, Ripon, and Wolverhampton feature a live on Tuesday in Tuesday's feature race. Pierre Bonnard's half-sister Jessica looks to make it third time lucky at Wolverhampton for Kevin Philippard Tafoy, David Egan, and Ammo Racing. We also have competitive flat AC. Tian from Brighton, Lingfield, and Ripon. Live on Sky Sports Racing from 2:10 p.m. We have a busy day's racing on Tuesday with flat action from Brighton, Lingfield, Ripon, and Wolverhampton. Live on Sky Sports Racing. If you want even more quizzes, check out their dedicated football quizzes and sports quizzes pages. And if you have any quiz ideas, they'd love to hear from you. Next, second, from Sky Sports. Today on Sky Sports Racing, Jessica Chase's first success at Wolverhampton. Up next, third, from Sky Sports. Kimi Antonelli could lose ground in the championship this weekend as he will start from the back in Sunday's Italian Grand Prix. Watch every session of the Italian GP live on Sky Sports, starting with Friday's practice sessions at 11:30 a.m. and 3 p.m. Championship leader Kimi Antonelli is highly unlikely to be in contention for victory on home soil at this weekend's Italian Grand Prix. Why is Antonelli taking grid penalties on home soil in Italy? Antonelli will start at the back of the grid as he will exceed the limit of 4 power units that can be used in a season before incurring grid penalties. And then, fourth, from Sky Sports, Osaka Channel's NBA legend Iverson inspired look for US Open. Naomi Osaka made a striking entrance at the US Open, drawing inspiration from NBA legend Allen Iverson. As she stepped onto the court, she wore a long white skirt and a hooded robe adorned with newspaper clippings about herself. When she revealed her black outfit underneath, her cornrows echoed Iverson's iconic style during his MVP days. Osaka expressed her admiration for Iverson, calling him a trailblazer in fashion, and noted how he's influenced the way athletes express themselves through style. Iverson even reached out to her on Instagram, sharing his excitement about meeting her. In other matches, former champion Iga Swiatek kicked off her tournament with a solid win against Wang Ziyu, taking the match 6-2, 6-3. Swiatek, who recently claimed a title in Toronto, felt confident and energetic throughout her match, emphasizing her focus on improving her game as she aims for her 7th Grand Slam title. 8th seed Ben Shelton faced a rocky start but managed to pull through against Talon Griekspoor, winning 1-6, 6-1, 7-6, 6-2. Shelton acknowledged his nerves early on but found his rhythm in the second set. He's looking to become the first American man to win the US Open since 2003. And despite the challenges, he's determined to secure his first Grand Slam title. Next, fifth, from BBC Sport Tennis. Wawrinka feels the love on Grand Slam goodbye. Stan Wawrinka received a heartfelt farewell at the US Open, marking the end of his Grand Slam career. The 3-time major champion, who's retiring this season, was visibly moved after a straight set loss to Italy's Matteo Berrettini. Initially overlooked for a wild card, he got a last-minute chance to play when another player withdrew, and the crowd of 8,000 at Flushing Meadows showed up to support him. Wawrinka expressed his gratitude with gestures of appreciation, encouraging the fans to cheer louder. He reflected on his journey, saying, "One of the reasons I played until 41 was to live these moments." He held set points but ultimately couldn't convert them, as Berrettini took control in the third set. After the match, Wawrinka received a photo montage celebrating his 2016 US Open victory, leaving him feeling grateful for the love and support he experienced throughout his career. Up next, sixth, from PFT Alt. The 2026 Rams have 11 captains. The list includes quarterback Matthew Stafford, running back Kyren Williams, and receiver Davante Adams, among others. Tight end Tyler Higbee, center Coleman Shelton, defensive end Miles Garrett, and defensive tackle Kobe Turner also made the cut. Linebacker Nate Landman, cornerback Trent McDuffie, defensive back Quentin Lake, and long snapper Joe Cardona round out the group. It's rare to see a team with this many captains, and it raises some eyebrows. Notably absent for the list are defensive tackle Aaron Donald, who is making a comeback after a 2-year retirement, and receiver Puka Nacua, who's been one of the standout receivers in the league. It'll be interesting to see how this dynamic plays out on the field. And then, 7th, from PFT All. Locker room attack put TCU receiver in hospital for 3 days. A locker room fight at TCU has led to serious consequences for both the players involved. Receiver Dozy Ezukama suffered significant injuries, including a concussion and a brain bleed, after being attacked by safety Jacob Fields on August 13. Ezukama spent 3 days in the hospital, and the delayed transport to medical care likely worsened his condition. Fields was expelled from the team the day after the incident and has since been charged with aggravated assault for allegedly punching and kicking Ezukama in the head. Fields expressed regret in a text, stating he made an emotional decision and is willing to cover Ezukama's hospital bills. However, the severity of the situation suggests he will face more than just financial repercussions. Next, 8th, from PFT All, Eagles to add RB Jadon Blue to their practice squad. The Eagles are bringing in running back Jadon Blue for their practice squad after the Cowboys waived him. Blue was drafted by Dallas in the 5th round back in 2025, but didn't see much action. Sitting out 12 games as a rookie, he managed to rack up 38 carries for 129 yards and found the end zone once. Coach Brian Schottenheimer acknowledged Blue's maturity growth in 2026. But it wasn't enough to secure a spot on the roster. Right now, the Eagles have Saquon Barkley, Tank Bigsby, and Will Shipley on their active roster at running back. Up next, 9th, from Awful Announcing. Why AEW's announcers made the right call for stunning All In finish. AEW's All In event at Wembley Stadium delivered a memorable main event featuring champion Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay. Ospreay claimed victory on his home turf, solidifying his status as a top star in AEW. The match was thrilling, but one moment stood out. Ospreay kicking out of Omega's signature move, the One-Winged Angel. This was a rare occurrence, as only one other wrestler had achieved this feat cleanly in 14 years. Fans had mixed reactions to the announcer's choice to let the moment breathe instead of hyping it up. Some felt the silence missed the chance to emphasize the significance of the kickout, while others appreciated the focus on the crowd's reaction. This debate highlights what fans value in commentary during pivotal moments. Ultimately, allowing the audience's excitement to take center stage may have been the best call, preserving the raw emotion of the moment. The crowd's reaction is now a lasting part of wrestling history, and the significance of Ospreay's victory will resonate for years to come. And then, 10th, from Awful Announcing. Fort Worth Star-Telegram issues damning TCU report after having credentials revoked. On August 26, the Fort Worth Star-Telegram reported that TCU banned the paper from covering all Horned Frogs athletics. According to the Star-Telegram, TCU rescinded its credentials over its reporting on a locker room fight. TCU's decision did not have the desired effect, as it did not intimidate the Star-Telegram out of reporting on the incident and its aftermath. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. If this saved you time, the ability is free at civilvote.com.